Blog Talk Radio.
Love that giggle on the end of your at the end of your intro. It's so cute.
Thank you. It's a possessed laugh. I just wanted to put that out there.
It's the what?
I was possessed at the time of that taping. That's what happened. So anyway, big shout out to Ashley Louise. She's in the chat room. You know, she's usually on when Dr. Sue is in, but, you know, you're welcome to every show, Ashley, just putting it out there. And she's actually overseas, and she's up right now, you know, tuned in to the Intune show.
Well, thank
so much
you,
love
Ashley.
To Ashley. Yay. So I guess this is a good show for Ashley, being that she's a dominatrix.
What you going to talk about?
We talk about money. So I guess this one actually tuned in today, more reason to be tuned in because, you know, as a dominatrix, you know, counting a lot of money, right? So I hope, you know, unlike Miss P, who probably will make nothing at all. So I would go to Ashley and them to get some advice if I ever decided to get into that profession. So anyway, Dawn, what's going on with you? How's everything been? It's been a while since our last show.
Yes, everything's great. So far, no technical malfunctions, which is good.
Absolutely.
Like I had last time.
It's okay. It's okay. Things happen. But tonight, what are we going to be talking about? Something that's very important and something that I need to learn how to do myself as well. You laughing? I'm serious.
And saving money. Well, because we could actually do two segments. One is saving money, and the second one could be how do we save money or how we should be saving money.
Or how to spend it, the third segment. No, we'll save that
well,
one for last.
I think we
save it,
then we spend it.
Exactly. I'm too funny with that one. But anyway, yeah, so what are we going to start with tonight?
What would you like to... I don't know. I mean, I came up with a few ideas, you know, like household budgeting. You know what came to mind, living especially in Manhattan, how I need to save money is to stop taking cabs.
Isn't that atrocious how that adds up?
Because we're always in a hurry or we're just running late and it's just so easy to hail a cab, but now that the cab prices went up, it can, from my apartment down to my office, is $20. That's
Are
a lot
you
of money.
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
It's $20?
So you do that every morning, that's $100 a week.
Yes. $20. So
I mean,
what about commuting back home? Are you taking a cab back and forth? Is that a $40 trip?
Yeah, it depends. Like tonight I will because it's, what is it, you know, by the time I get out of here it will be after 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, when this topic actually made me think of ways that I should be saving money, and
not
the first
absolutely.
One was not to take any more cabs or try to cut down on cabs.
It's so true because that's the same thing that I was doing. I'm guilty of that as well. Like, let me get cold for 2 seconds, let the bus take too long, something, I'm in a cab. And they have definitely gone up extremely high, as the one just put out there in New York, because I'm based in New York as well. You know, just the transportation is not like it used to be. I remember when you can get in a cab for like $3 or $4 and go like 5 miles. Now going like 3 blocks is $8.
Exactly. And it's like you think they rig the meter because every time you look at it, it's jumping 50 cents,
I'm telling
25
you.
Cents.
Of course it's rigged. You have to think about it. It's electronic. It's something that's like, you know, something that can be altered, you know, a device, you know, something that they have set up to automatically, you know, go sky high. But fortunately enough, you know, for all those that don't know, they have now installed credit card machines in the back of these cabs. You know, and someone told me the other day coming into the office that they actually took a check from them, and I didn't even know they implemented that in there yet.
No, that I never heard of. But you know what? Most of the time, if you do get in a cab, they will tell you. A lot of taxi cab drivers have asked me, are you paying cash or credit card? Because my machine does not work, which I think is, you know, they're lying about that because they pay, I think, a 4 to 6% charge on each ride. So just say if they, you know, and someone just gives them a dollar or two tip, they actually have to pay on that. So, I mean, I kind of don't blame them, but also if you don't have cash on you. But I never knew it. That's funny. Who did they make the check payable to? The guy.
I know. You know what? I didn't even think past that point going to, honestly, I was in shock. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? And actually said in the chat room that it's 2.5% in UK for cards.
Wow. Now, where is Ashley from that she's calling from overseas?
Yeah, I'm going to wait for Ashley to put that into the chat room when she gets a second.
Okay, because
the Dawn
reason why I'm
know.
Asking because if you take the subways in Europe, they're a lot nicer and smell a lot nicer than the ones here in New York.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them on television, okay? Newcastle, she says she's from this one.
Okay.
Newcastle.
Very nice.
Also, I was thinking about coffee. As much money as my girlfriend and I spend in coffee every single day, 2 to 3 times
Well, how
a
much,
day.
Like, do you go to Starbucks or Dunkin'
we
Donuts?
We go to anywhere
or
that sells coffee. That's what you call addicts.
Yeah.
Addicts. Coffee drinkers that have really no preference. Hey, we just want coffee.
Because I know that Starbucks, I mean, you walk in there and you can, $8 later.
It's true. I used to be,
with
you
a,
know,
with a big
in Starbucks all the time.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts is actually a little cheaper.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts is actually a little cheaper, but that adds up as well. But McDonald's has made their coffee any size $1, which is horrible, by the way. This today, you know, boo-hoo to McDonald's for their coffee today. But but it definitely has been less of an expense. But what I've noticed that when we use cards, they're now charging us a term fee.
Wow.
And which I've never seen before on my card. So basically that means that every time we are buying something, two coffees, and it could be medium coffees for $2 and change, almost $3, and you're like, wow, I got a medium coffee too, for that matter, for almost $3. They're charging me for each coffee later $1.
Wow.
More.
For swiping
it at your terminal for using a card.
You know what? You know what's really helpful? Did you ever shop at, like, the big warehouses, you know, Costco, BJ's?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'll go there with, like, you go there with a friend, and you can, like, split, you know, you just buy a bunch of stuff in bulk. And then this way you can, like, prepare meals. You can even bring your own coffee. You can buy those huge, you know, things of coffee. And you just make food at home or, I mean, that is one way to save money, right? So this way you're not charged the extra charge on your credit card.
Wow. And Ashley just said that they charge $8 for coffee.
$8 for?
And then for a cup of coffee. And then you get one free after 6 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I just put into the, I type, wow.
$8 in In McDonald's or Starbucks?
Does,
like,
I'm not
Ronald
sure.
McDonald
she said,
come
I think she
out
said McDonald's. Yeah, I think she said McDonald's.
I mean, it's
which
like
is
Ronald
alarming.
McDonald coming out and doing a dance or something. That's insane. $8 for a coffee. And I thought Starbucks was bad.
Exactly.
It all adds up.
It does.
I have a lot of girls in my office that they bring, a lot of them bring lunch, a lot of them bring their food in because they're trying to save money, because you can spend at least $30 a day between your coffee, your breakfast, and then your lunch. I mean, did you ever order from, we have Hale and Hearty? Just
I have.
Soup and a salad is close to $20, and that's like a small soup and like a half of the sandwich.
It's definitely true. And cooking is, you know, one of those things that I hate to do. I know Ms. Dawn has shared with us when we first started Back to the Basics that, you know, she makes
that's
meatballs and things of that nature. And we still have yet to have them on the Intune show, but soon, soon we'll have them.
Soon. I will have a meatball party.
Okay, for real. So cooking at home often is definitely a good way to, you know, preserve. Brow back lunch at least a few days a week.
Exactly. Shopping at the big warehouses, going with a friend. You know, so you get stuff in bulk, but if you're splitting it with someone, you know, you can, you save money.
And
right?
What about
and they
generic
always say,
products?
Yes, store brands, they say ways to save money at the grocery is definitely shop for store brands, because any name brand is going to cost more money. And there's nothing wrong with the store brand. It's the same thing.
Right.
Use coupons. Do you ever watch that show, Extreme Couponing? Those people are crazy.
No, I've never. You know what? I've never been a coupon anything. I never. And, you know, I'm learning now. And I guess me turning an age older this year has really opened my eyes. Yes, and actually just, you know, having a vehicle now as well, which I never had the expense or the luxury of having, now is more of an expense because of insurance and car payments and gas.
Right.
Keeping it clean. So basically it's just like all those four things extra in my life that I didn't have to worry about before. You know, I was stressing money before, but now I'm really, really looking for like alternate ways to live better and be able to still maintain the things that, you know, you need in your life to, you know, live your life.
Right. Well, it all adds up. Every little thing adds up. You have now your car insurance, gas. I mean, gas is expensive.
Super duper
expensive. Crazy. So, yeah, I mean, using coupons, they have a show on one of the channels called Extreme Couponing. And these people will go to the checkout. They'll have about maybe $800 worth of food, but they have so many coupons that they only pay maybe $5, $10. It's amazing.
And where the heck
and
do
they
you
spend
get these
hours.
From?
They collect all, like, the Sunday paper. So if
mm-hmm.
you get the paper on Sunday or during the week, there's a section that has the coupons, and you cut them out. And it's also, you know what, if you have kids, it's a great way to put the kids in charge of coupon cutting, right? This way you teach them value on saving money.
Totally. And that's an excellent idea. I swear, I tell you, I've seen these things happen before my eyes, and I used to get so annoyed with people that had like a bajillion coupons in a store holding up the line. I'm like, God damn it, it should be a law against someone having like 15 coupons or more and then looking in your bag for more and then having ring checks.
Right.
One
yeah.
items. I have ring check on this one, and it's a separate one for each item that they have in a cart. So it's another 30 minutes of you standing online waiting for them to pay for their purchases. But at the end of it all, they only pay like $5 or $10. So Ashley
exactly.
says, you know, in McDonald's, the coffee is about £1.50, so about $3. And
okay.
In the States, you're very lucky you can get coupons, she says. And she also says in the UK, they aren't common. She would love to, I guess, have coupons out there in the UK.
Yeah, no, they should because it can. I've never seen any coupons here for McDonald's. Have you? here in the States?
I have seen coupons, and they actually come to my house for some odd reason. I don't know why they're always here, but, you know, I never signed up for them. But I think in the circulars, when the people go from door to door and put circulars, like shopping circulars, they'll have, like, some coupons from McDonald's for, like, a month worth of coupons, a dollar off, or buy two, get one free type situations happening. So, I, you know, I just ripped up some and threw them in the garbage because I said, you know what, I'm refusing to even take heed to this because I need to really break down not spending extra money. And I'm sitting here making out, like, on my little drawing board all my expenses for the month and seeing how I can cut some of them off. I have Netflix, which I downgraded, but I guess I'm going to probably just turn Netflix off altogether and save that $8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as cell phone is concerned, I'm going to see how I can turn something off. And if it's the internet that's going to save me money, then whatever that may be, then it's going to happen. Like, I'm really sitting down and really going through my finances as far as the things that I need to pay on a monthly basis and seeing what I can downsize on in order to, you know, preserve some money. And that's an excellent
way
for you guys to, you know, sacrificing. That's what it's called, sacrificing.
Exactly. Well, you make a budget, right? You write down, like, your take-home pay or other ways that you bring home, you know, money into your home. You list out your bills. And, you know, it's true. You do have to cut back. I got rid of some, I mean, Cablevision alone here in Manhattan is just ridiculous, and I'm never home to watch TV. So a lot of channels I cut out, and my cable bill did go down a little bit. So I noticed that. But, yeah, you have to just kind of sit and go over. And I think the best way is to make a budget to kind of figure out what, you know, what you're coming in with and what you're going out with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Excellent, excellent way to, you know, get things going and just start feeling good about yourself, because the more you, you know, downsize, the more you'll start seeing the return. And I think with those return, what I noticed that an aunt of mine does, once she downsizes on stuff or get rid of something, she definitely takes that money that she's saving that she would usually put on a bill and save it.
That's
so
great.
So she still counts it in as, like, money out for the month, but whatever that amount it was, even if it's $8, it goes into her savings.
Good. Hey,
everyone's not strong. Yeah, everyone's not strong enough to do that. But as far as, like, bottled water and stuff like that, what about a Brita, like a filter? Someone has told me so many times to get that and invest in a Brita filter.
I heard that,
They
too.
Even had it on Oprah.
They had it on Oprah.
They did, saying how she...
lucky.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Well, my office here, we have a pantry, so we do get... you know, water and Snapple and soda, but not everyone is that lucky, you know, to have an office that will supply you with, you know, beverages. So, but, yeah, the water filter is actually a great idea. A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you were
definitely
saying that they mentioned
idea.
That on Oprah?
Yeah, because she said that she was sick and tired of buying cups. She's sick and tired of buying bottled water, and people are half drinking water, even bottles, you know, like misusing the stuff. So, yes, we all know that Oprah is very, very paid, but at the same time, even people that spend money, like, you know, don't want to see their money just being slammed here and there. That's just like you go give this big party and everybody's opening up sodas or just opening up pouring drinks and not drinking them and leaving cups and cups and cups around. So not only are you wasting alcohol or juice or whatever it is that you're supplying for this event, people are taking food and not eating it and leaving it to the side. You know, all of this is money wasted after all of the preparation and the sweat and the blood and the tears that went into it. So if you really think about, her point was very valid. Like, she's not supplying this stuff anymore for her workers.
Right. No,
you know,
and I see that here.
Yeah. She did that, and I forgot the results of it, but it was just basically trying to teach people how to downsize. Stop buying and wasting plastic, you know, on these bottles and bottles of water. The Brita filter, get that, bottle that, take that with you. You know, reuse the bottle. You know, recycle it and stuff of that nature.
Exactly, and it made them more aware. Because you become lazy, and when it's there, and I see that here, grab something, they take a sip, they throw it out, or they just leave it on the side. But if it was not here for them, or we had filtered water and they had to reuse, you know, the water bottle, they would think twice. And you appreciate it too.
Exactly, exactly. I think the hard part for a lot of things that we need to change in life, that we become so focused on just being mechanical at the things that we do, that we can, it's so mechanic for us to say, like, out our mouths, oh, I want to go to the gym, or I want to eat healthy, or I want to do this and I want to do that, because we know that talking to someone else about what we want to do makes us feel good about it, but we're not accomplishing it because we're not doing it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just to have a conversation, it feels good to have this conversation. But the hard part is implementing it and sticking to it.
Exactly.
I know,
saying it is one
this.
Thing, doing it is another. I think we're all guilty of it.
I'm so guilty.
But
I need to be in jail.
You have to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a back to the basics jail cell. And you'll be in it.
I will.
No, it's true. It's easy to talk about it, but you know, sometimes when you make yourself aware of it and then you make an effort to do it, you know, take baby steps, you know, go out, go get a filter. But you've been, it looks like you're taking some steps in cutting back. You said you go over your bills now and you're watching and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're cutting back on some stuff. So that does help.
Yes.
And that's the first step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing is what I used to do all the time. And when I used to do this, when I first got my first apartment, I promise you, my electric bill was like $15, $20 a month. $15, $20, literally. And I was online looking for some helpful hints. And basically what it said was unplug the stuff that you don't need. You know, like if you're
right.
not watching television, unplug it. Computer,
right.
unplug it. You know, everything that you can't unplug, unplug it. You can unplug it. And I tell you, I used to do that religiously, and my bill was so low. Now I leave, I act like I'm Donald Trump. I leave the everything plugged in. You know, I leave the computer on, the laptop on, the desktop on, the office. You know, like, it's crazy. And my bill is like
but
almost $200 a month.
What changed?
Because
did you become lazy? Or you became
laziness,
too busy?
Laziness, never too busy, because if I'm home, I'm not busy. What am I doing? I'm home. You know, I could be doing something busy at home or say I'm busy just to make it seem like I have so much to do. But I think that's just another burden that we put on ourselves to make it seem like we're being productive. I don't really think anyone
right.
is really that busy. Or, you know, if you are detained for the moment, fine. But there are moments within that busy area where you could stop and pay attention. So I think that I
exactly.
became so used to making more money. I think that's the problem.
Right.
Like
right.
making more money and
well,
having more come my way has gotten me, you know, to that point where I think that I don't think about how I spend it because now I'm getting more
right.
of it. Before I wasn't earning as much, so now it was like every little dollar was important.
You were aware of it. Well,
yeah.
do you remember, I mean, growing up, that's all I used to, you know, shut off the light. Are you still in that room? If you're not in the room, shut the light. Turn off this. I mean, it was constant reminders from your parents. You thought they were annoying. But, you know, if you lived in a house and they had bills to pay, yeah, they had to be on top of everything. So
mm-hmm.
it kind of goes, you know, back to that, just being more aware. And,
absolutely.
You know, when you leave that room, shut down your computer. Because I think
I
also what gives you more of an incentive is when you start seeing the savings, and
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden you have a little bit more in your checking or savings, it kind of, you know, it inspires you to do it more, to
mm-hmm.
save more. Because that money, you can do something. You can go on vacation. You can pay off a bill. I mean, whatever you want to do, you can accomplish something that will make you feel good and give you an incentive
mm-hmm.
to continue to start saving and doing things that will put more money in your pocket.
Absolutely. And we all can use more money in our pocket. I don't care how much you make.
Right. It's
for
true.
For real. You know?
What is
and
that
And also, like,
saying?
I'm learning. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what is that saying? How rich people, they're rich because they don't, you know, they're frugal or they don't spend as much money. I mean, some of them do. Some of them, you know, are very lavish. But they spend, they're not wise with their money, and some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just very, they just watch everything because, you know, maybe they were never wealthy to begin with, so you kind of remember where you came from. But
absolutely.
I mean, I'm pretty good with, you know, when I leave, I turn off everything. I don't have a computer at home because I'm basically in the office so much, so many hours, that when I get home, I do not want to see a computer. But, yeah, you just have to know. And you know what? I see some people. Did you ever go into offices and you see those big Post-it notes they put on, you know, please turn off lights for the employees?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe just make notes for yourself. You know, just to remind yourself, turn off computer, and you'll see a big difference in your bill. It will go down, and that will be money in your pocket.
Yeah, definitely. And also getting more people out of my house will definitely lower my bill tremendously. Another thing that was I was thinking about, too, because this is also something that I unfortunately have not struggled with yet, but pay your bills on time to avoid late fees. You know, late fees are ridiculous, and sometimes you don't even realize that you are paying a late fee, that they have added late fees to your bill, whether it's a credit card or Con Edison or whatever the, you know, it is that you have to pay monthly. They do add fees to it. Even now, cell phones, if you allow your cell phone to get cut off, they add a $20, $25 or whatever it is that they charge to extra to your bill.
Wow.
A month, just because you allow them to get cut off.
They will get you anywhere they can.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It gives you an incentive to pay your bills on time. And if you can, depending on how much you owe, try to pay the bill in full. Because when you don't, you have interest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's, you know, that's easier said than done. Because some people do have, you know, high credit card bills. And you just, there's a reason why they're making monthly payments. But look at those interest charges.
Mm-hmm. But it is like a catch-22. And I think also, you know, I was talking to a financial advisor, and they advise not to pay your credit card bill off as a whole, because if you do that, you're not building credit.
Right.
So I'm not saying that if you can't, don't do it. I'm just saying that, you know, I guess for some that, like myself, who's trying to reestablish their credit, like I won't pay the minimum, never pay the minimum. So if it's like $25,
right.
$65, whatever it is, $100, if they say that, do $102, $101 if you can, if $150, if $125, whatever extra you can add to that, always go over what the requested amount is for the monthly payment. Never pay just the monthly payment unless you really have to. And that's how you're building, they say, your credit to look good, because they're seeing that you making an effort to pay more. So that, like, you're making yourself trustworthy to the loaner, because you're even going an extra mile and not just being basic or just sticking to like $100 a month because it's $100 and you just like, hey, that's all I'm going to do, when you really can do more. Because that other money that we have that's sitting around our pockets, what are we doing with it? Buying Starbucks?
Right.
Going and, you know, what are we doing with it, literally? So,
yeah.
You know, I do my best to always pay more. So if my bill is like $100 or something for that month for that particular credit card, then I'll do like $110, $120, $125, whatever extra I could put towards that bill. So it's just like making my credit score go up even more, and it's making it more trustworthy for me when I'm really coming to them with something more that I want in my life. Like, say, for instance, a house or an actual storefront, then they'll say, hey, you know, she did good doing this and blah, 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 and there you go.
I see, so, and that is a great incentive to save for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That really
absolutely, because anything you do in life, I mean, is like we could sit here and talk about this all day, but everyone knows that, you know, depending on where you're coming from and what you're making in life and where you are in your life right now, it's not always that easy for people to avoid or control certain things the way they could want to. But when you are in a position to do them, just remember the position that you came out of. Because that's where I forgot and lost track, because I was able to do more with money and have credit cards that I couldn't have before. And now I'm just I forgot where I came from.
Exactly. And you know what? Everyone makes mistakes. I mean, everyone has had a credit card, you know, mistake. I know I did years ago when I was in my 20s with American Express, I had to call in a consolidation company. So we all make mistakes, but you learn from them. And like you said, you know, that will never happen again. I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn, and then as I got older, I was wiser with my money, and I started, you know, saving, and I was able to buy this and do this, and I was like, this is great, and it was such a great feeling of accomplishing something that it gave me more incentive to budget and just be more responsible.
Absolutely. I agree, Ms. Dawn, 110%. 110%.
So thank you, Ms. P.
Of course. Is there anything
there was
else
one
that
more
you...
thing
uh-huh.
that I remember my my friend's grandmother always saying, when you go food shopping, it was kind of cute though, I could still see her face, said always bring a shopping list. So you stay on that list, you buy what you need, and never go shopping hungry.
It's so true. Oh my goodness, that
because
is
you
so
go
true.
In there needing only a few things, and then you end up, you know, with more than you wanted because this looked good and you're hungry and you wanted to buy this. So, you know, there you go spending extra money that you don't need when you just really need it, like three items, you walk out with seven.
It's so true.
So.
Guilty. I go hungry all the time, and I wind up, and you know, I have a big sweet tooth. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I wind up with more junk than food. And my son says, where's the food? And I'm like, right here. We could live off of, like, chips and Oreos, you know? It's good times. It's good times. You know, but then at the end of it all, I'm looking at it like, dag, I didn't buy nothing but one pack of meat. So, yeah, we're living off of Oreos and Cheez-Doodles for the month, boy. So, you know, deal with it. No, but seriously, though, like she said, do not go hungry to the, you know, don't end up like Miss P at all. And at least, you know, get your overdose of chocolate before you get to the supermarket. So, it, you know, and it, I read somewhere, too, that they said, like, if you go into the supermarket when you're in a rush, the only thing that's on your mind is to get what you came for and to go. So you always, you know, go there in a rush in a tizzy. Like, oh, my God, I got to go. I just need to get this, this, and that, and I'm out of here. Because then it doesn't, you know, if you have a lot of time, you're just going to breeze through the aisles and start picking up stuff that you never even came for. So that's another tip, guys. Just go busy. Go busy and don't go hungry.
Definitely. That is true. Cook your food. You know, maybe buy in bulk. Use coupons. Buy store brands. You know, and also pay attention at the checkout. Like, use your coupons and pay attention to the prices. Shop with a list so you don't buy other things. Try to eat at home because, as you know, eating out can be very expensive. So if you're buying food, cook. You know, you can have that for dinner. You can bring in your food the next day for lunch or, you know, whatever, if you have leftovers. So, and if you have children, you could put kids in charge of the coupon cutting. This way you teach them value on saving money. And then I also heard that check out frozen fruits and vegetables. Those that are not in season, but you could still eat them, apparently you can save over half.
So really?
That's something to think about, yeah. They say
wow.
You can also buy... buying frozen seafood, like tilapia and shrimp, you save 20 to 30% less than buying it from, like, the fish market fresh, which would make sense. I mean, obviously, you think fresh is better, but there's nothing wrong if you ever go into the Trader Joe's or the supermarkets. They have the frozen shrimp or fish, and it's fine. It's fine, and you can save 20 to 30% less.
Absolutely. It's true, because we just had salmon frozen, and that was the first time I ever had that before. My girlfriend had made dinner and was like, oh, we're having salad and salmon, and I'm like, oh, you had a chance to go to the fish market? No, I brought in the frozen food out. I know, but it's still going to be good, and it actually was still good. It really was good.
It probably was delicious,
that meal.
And it was healthy.
Yeah.
And then you can reuse leftovers. You know, a lot of people, like, they make something and they have it left over, they throw it out. I mean, you know, you can reuse your leftovers. for something else, for to have it the next day or have it the next night for dinner, or, you know, but just don't put them to waste.
No, don't. And last but not least, I'm just going to share this with you guys. You know, I was taking, I was in college like 2 years ago, about 2 years ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had a professor who was like, you know what, I don't pay full price for anything. And I just thought that lady was insane. But today it rings true to me how her words is just like, you know, penetrating my earlobes today. How she's like, you know what, all you have to do is go online and whatever you want, if it's a name brand store or whatever, and Google coupon or promo codes for that item that you want. And if it's not on sale, then wait a week, Google again. They get new stuff all the time. And they will have something eventually on sale. She's like, I'm never going to go in the store and see something on an impulse and buy it because that's not who I am. So I always learned to, you know, because we never had much growing up, so, and I always did without. So I've learned, like, in my adult life, in my married life, and now about to be a mommy life, to be able to have these coupons that you can print right off of the computer instead of using it to be on Facebook or Twitter or whatever people do. She said, use it to research ways to save money or to get something at a discounted price. And that's what
that's
she does.
Great.
And can I just tell you, like, Hollister and all the stores that my son likes to shop at, I've literally paid, like, $15 for jeans that were, like, $70-something dollars, just Googling promo codes. Not all of them are going to work right off the back, but definitely keep on, you know, searching for a little bit, put a little time in, and you'll find something that'll go. If you want to get on a plane, if you want to take a, whatever you want to do, there's promo codes for stuff, and there's coupons
right.
for stuff, but they're not going to lead you to them. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right, oh, yeah.
They'll just
they
make you
money.
Pay full price. And that item could be on sale, but they're not going to tell you that they're going to take full price. So definitely, you know, go to, like, the internet and put in printable coupons and deals.
I just Googled it now.
Mm-hmm.
And it says www.retailmenot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pull that up, there's Papa John's, 50% off large pizzas, 20% off Kohl's.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. 20% off
yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond. I love that store.
Yeah, and that store is very expensive.
Target, it is. Well, look, they have $5 off Target. Pizza
mm-hmm.
Hut, Macy's, Old Navy, Hotels.com, Amazon.com, Forever 21,
yes.
Babies
yes.
R Us, Walgreens. Wow. So for those
mm-hmm.
of you, I don't know, maybe your friend Ashley, if she can Google, maybe they have it where she is too, but I just came up with retailmenot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a ton of stuff that come up. Ooh, even for Starbucks, people.
Exactly.
Overstock.com, Land's
End,
The
stores.
Real Deal, a lot of great stores. I'm actually saving this website. It's
yeah,
true.
Definitely.
The stores will not tell you because they want you to pay full price. Now, they even have a tab, printable coupons, and then they have something over here for Mother's Day. So I'm just
mm-hmm.
clicking into this because Mother's Day is coming up.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, like I said again, and like Dawn has just been stressing to you guys, there's a million of ways that we all know from just common sense. And even those
mm-hmm.
who don't have common sense know.
Exactly.
From watching others that if you know, there's a million and one ways to go about saving money. And we don't know you guys' life. We're just really giving out different, you know, filters that you can filter through to see what works for you. But definitely take heed in the fact that cash on hand in the house and not always in the bank is a good idea too, just for the record, because
mm-hmm.
we all know how, you know, tragic things can happen. And if the electricity is going out in your town or your city or your country or whatever happens, that's devastating. You cannot go to an ATM and get money out. So
right.
saving money at home is definitely a good investment as well. And just saving
mm-hmm.
money in general, because if something happens and you need money, you have nothing to fall back on. So alleviating the certain things and being conscientious of things like turning off the computer, Miss P, and things like that will definitely help save a dollar or two towards that
exactly.
you know, rainy
stop
day fund.
Stop taking as many cabs, Miss D.
Right, exactly. You know, things like that. Stop speeding down the street, because I just read just now before the show started, really, really quick for those who have cars out there. Ashley said, do they have cashback sites? Did you see anything that says cashback sites, which is a good, good idea. Let me write that down, cashback sites. Ms. D's going to look for you, Ashley, really quick. Definitely, they said that ways to save on people that have cars, vehicles and stuff, is like do not drive recklessly. Because when you speed up your car, when you really don't have to, you're exhausting gas. That's the way to save on gas. Slow down, stay 40 to 55 miles per hour, decreases your gas mileage in 20%. And 20% more due to the wind resistance. So there's some scientific crappy they're talking about, but it's definitely saying that this will, you know, help reduce mileage and using your gas, slowing down and speeding up, wastes fuel. Also tailgating, since you never know what the car in front of you is going to do, usually results in erratic driving. So basically what they're trying to say is that when you're tailgating and someone does something crazy and you got to drive crazy around them, that makes your car have to go like in a, like rev up, and that burns more gas because now the car is going from like normal into like this whole race thing. So it makes the gas go up. So if you just put in $20, then you just brought down your tank to probably like 14 or something like that without even noticing it. Even though driving with the window down at a higher speed causes a lot of drag and can reduce your mileage by as much as 10%, which I didn't know. So they said carpooling is a good idea on ways of, you know, not spending gas and not putting so much mileage and stuff on your car because of, you know, those oil changes and stuff you need to tune your car up. Make sure that is always tuned up when you're a person that drives a lot. And also when you download an app that's for gas, that says like the closest gas next to you, and then you get like a variety of different gas companies that's close to you, but the one that have the lowest ones for the day, because as we all know, gas prices change consistently throughout the day, not just the day, but throughout the day the numbers change. Because I went and got gas one day, and one day it said $4.01, then $3.89, then $3.69 by the nighttime for regular gas. So it changes. It fluctuates throughout the day, and I guess that all depends on how busy the station is.
Right.
You know, for that morning, if you really wasn't selling no gas, so drop it down a couple more cents, and then people will see it, and they'll come.
Wow.
So, I don't know. There's just different ways that I'm learning because of just being a first-time car owner of how to, you know, improvise. And don't go for certain companies. Try to go for Golf. I guess it all depends on what type of gas your guys' cars take as well, because mine don't take super anything, it's regular. But what I'm learning is that Golf has the most pure gas. And when you have the most pure gas and it's not watered down, you're not refilling your tank so frequently. So Golf is supposed to be like top of the line. I think it's like $45 or $50 to fill up the tank.
Okay. A lot.
Yeah, and I think one time when I went to like an NEO gas station, I put 55 in to fill up the tank. So, and it all just shows me like the gas is watered down, because I went to PA and filled up there for $3 and change and had a full tank of gas all the way to New York and rode around New York for like 2 extra days after returning with that same gas without filling it up.
Wow.
Yeah, so New
Amazing,
York.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, New York sucks. No, don't move here.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. I just found a website, www.topcashback.com, and basically, like, say, for instance, the Marriott Hotel, earn up to 7 nights and earn an exclusive 5% cash back.
Wow.
They don't have anything. You know, I'm wondering if they have. They should have.
Well,
talking about,
put
yeah.
in here. She put in here that Q-U-I-D-C-O, and then she says there's an app which I use for the laptop, really good, called Q-U-E-E. It pays you for searching the net. That's still half the price over here. So she's saying the gas is still half the price. You know, whatever we're paying over here is only half of what they pay over in the UK, which is really sad and crazy. is double. No, double. She said it's double over there.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's crazy. I'm not going to the UK for 5 minutes only, then I'm out of there. Okay,
well,
I refuse. Right, I refuse to stay past 5 minutes. It might cost me way too much, another plane ticket or something. I can't afford
wow.
you guys over there, rich town. So, Dawn, is there anything else you want to leave our guests with before we get out of here?
Actually, if you, wherever you live, they have freebies. Like in Manhattan, there's museums. Like wherever you live, you know, I'm sure you could do research. They have a lot of things that you could do, free attractions in whatever
mm-hmm.
city you live in. So I know for like in New York, Central Park, Governor's Island, you could do a free tour of the Chrysler Building. You could do a free tour of the Brooklyn Bridge History Walk. So whatever city you live in, there's always something to do for free. And it was funny because we were doing the segment and I happened to look into this and I never even knew half of the stuff that was in the
Me,
free
you
in
know,
Manhattan.
Isn't that crazy
so,
how next, we live here? It's all known.
Exactly. They have, there's some free tapings of popular television shows that are filmed in certain
mm-hmm.
cities. You could check that out. You could be a part of the studio audience for free.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, who knew, right? Like Dr. Oz. I mean,
oh.
everyone seems to love Dr. Oz, right? Good Morning
America. I don't
know
why, but okay.
Yeah, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. I love him. Late Night with David Letterman. The Kelly
mm-hmm.
and Michael Show. The People's Court. That would be funny. Rachel
right.
Ray. So, yeah. So whatever city you live in, you can actually find a lot of free things to do. Like, I never knew there was the tour over the Brooklyn Bridge, the history walk. I mean,
really?
That might be fun to do. Yeah.
That sounds really, really interesting.
I know. So, you know, check out whatever city you live in, you know, and look, Google the cashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And what about now? They even have this like Groupons. A
yes,
lot of people
Groupon
are using Groupons.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, just you know, you'll be that lady in the line that's using all the coupons that the young girl behind you will get pissed off about, but you'll be saving
yeah.
money.
Absolutely. And also, just on a parting note, I just went into my email and I remembered, you know, it's just funny how we just had this coupon thing about Hollister and all that, and they just sent me a coupon for 40% off at Dale's Plus. You guys sign up for that. So if you guys are shopaholics or have children that like, you know, Hollister or whatever, you can go to DEALSPL.SU and sign up for that. And they'll send you, like, every time there's some, like, gigantic discount, they'll send you some stuff so you can check it out. And also
oh,
for
great.
All those ladies who like cute shoes, Just Fab, like, they take down the shoes from, like, $60-$70 to, like, $39.99, sometimes $19.99. And they're really good shoes. Kimora's, Lee Simmons, the Kardashian shoes, you know, whatever. Whatever it is that they have.
Right.
I mean, I have yet to buy anything from them because the ones that I, like, when I do open up this email, they never have my size, so I never win. But you can definitely go to justfab.com, and that's JUSTFAB.com. And
mm-hmm.
sign up and, you know, get you some cute little shoes for the summer. And like I said, again, they do go down, but they do go fast, just to let you know, because more and more women are becoming conscientious of the site. And the more
right.
they are, the more the sizes that you probably wear are gone. Shoe Dazzle is also another one because I'm a shoeaholic. ShoeDazzle.com, and that's ShoeDazzle.com. We used to have a fashion stylist that used to, a fashion Easter that used to come on and give us the updates and, you know, give us different websites and stuff like that to reference. So, you know, being that she's busy doing her own thing right now, we definitely, I'm trying to keep you guys in tune to different places that have nice things, still look cute, still feel like you got something done because it's all psychosomatic with spending money and pay less for
mm-hmm.
it.
And again, like Ms. D said, Groupon is also an excellent place because they not only give you like different things around your town that you could do for a reasonable price, they also have vacations, which I didn't know, and I was just so happy to come across that. Vacations anywhere in the world.
Wow.
But the only catch 22 is that it has a time for you to buy it and a time to use it. So be conscientious when booking those things. That there's
right,
time
right.
frame
well,
on everything.
Well, there is always a catch.
Mm-hmm.
There is always a catch to everything. But you know what? I think after a while when you start using and knowing how to navigate, you know, these websites, you become like pretty savvy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So because it's true, they're not going to tell you, oh, here's a website. You can, when you walk in the store, they're going to say, oh, go to this website and download this coupon. They want you to pay full price.
Mm-hmm.
But so the more information we have to put it out there so people can save money, because saving money is great.
Absolutely. And if there's anything that you guys have came across or will come across and you want to share that with Ms. D and myself, you can definitely tweet us. Ms. D, tell them where they can find you to stay in tune to the next show.
They can find me on Twitter, my first name, last name, Dawn, D-A-W-N, D. Phillips, D-E-P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. That's me.
Okay, and you can
and
also reference
our
blog.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you go to my Twitter page, my blog is on there. And or if you need to email me, I am at dawn1108@aol.com, dawn1108@aol.com.
Absolutely. And like we said again, guys, you know, it's all about how you want to live and, you know, how you're going to go forth. We only got one life to live, so let's make it enjoyable, ladies and gents. And definitely,
and let's save our money so we can have cash.
Exactly. So you could give it to Miss P when she's on, you know, out here with a cup. Needing help to help for her bills, no, but definitely, you know, tweet us any type of websites or any type of coupons, anything that you guys feel like it's essential.
I mean, because we can always do a follow up show, so you can always, you know, use, you know, email Miss D or just tweet us anything that you guys have and let us know what you found so we can put it out there. Even if you wanted to come on the show, dial in and let us know what you found along the way to the next show. We definitely would love to hear from you guys. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in with us tonight. Ms. Dawn, is there anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to say thank you for everyone that was listening. Have a great night, and we will be back to the basics soon.
Yes, we definitely will. Have a good night, Ms. D. Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
I want to give a shout-out to our two guests that signed in. You know, you can catch this on podcast, on iTunes. You can definitely go to your Droid or iPhone marketplace and get the Intune Show app. It is complimentary to all our guests, and you can stay in tune 24/7. You can visit us at www.theintuneshow.com to stay in tune with the latest and the greatest. A big shout out to Ashley Louise for being in tune to Back to Basic with Ms. D and myself, Dr. Sue and I. Instead of her being on next Thursday, the topic that we were left off on last Thursday, the computer system crashed, and we really didn't have the opportunity to go into our topic in-depthly, and we've been getting a lot of tweets and a lot of people upset about that, so we are implementing a show. Instead of May 2nd, we're going to be on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about the bombing and all the current events that's happening around the world in the news that affect us or something that we felt is touching us near and dear that we want to express. We want to invite you guys to tune in tomorrow again at 9 o'clock instead of 10, and to also voice your opinion on any and everything that we have to say on current events, because guess what? We only have two eyes and we only have two hands, but and altogether that's four with Dr. Sue and myself, and any input is good input, and there's no right and wrong. It's just opinions and us sharing knowledge with one another to keep each other in tune. So again, guys, you can follow us on Twitter at Intune Show. You can find us on Facebook, just drop us in Google. You can find us everywhere. Much love and hugs to Ms. D and to everyone who tuned in. Till next time, stay in the basic area and stay back to the basics with Ms. D and Ms. P. Till next time, babies, have a good night. Enjoy this show. This song that I'm about to play by Hunter the One. It's called My Shoes. And everyone that wears shoes and or sneakers, or just walk barefooted. Can kind of relate to the topic of the night, so I guess I'll play this tonight, saying how many shoes and how many hats we have to wear to make it out here in this world. But let's try to minimize those and make it a happy life. Have a good night, babies. Till tomorrow.
Walking in my shoes ain't no easy task. Trying to box with all my blues, or will my patience last? Can I say what I want to say without your censorship? Want to prototype my style, look, look the soul within. Some people like me, some people don't, I shall not fret. I'll keep on trucking, I'm not gonna give it up just yet. Some people just want me to concede. Something in my heart tells me to believe, yeah. Drink, had to stop, stop, so I could think, think, think. Picked up my pen so I could write it all down, because I knew that I was fainting to a musical sound. When I'm on the dance floor, when I bend my spine, I try to work away the pain that I feel at times. I know it ain't gonna help me if I keep it all in, so I wipe away a tear for my family and friends. And then I try to avoid the catastrophe when I set ahead and just let me be. See, everybody needs a little time to think. Keep yourself on the right track, move your feet, because if you're going too slow, then your shoes will last. You can buy a new pair when you're walking fast. The path that I take makes my peace still. Take a walk in my shoes and I show you. Walking in my shoes, and paying on my dues. Ooh, oh yeah,
it hurts,
walking in my shoes, walking in my shoes, paying on my dues, paying on my dues. Around the block I've been a time or two, you see. Sometimes I wanna step in someone else's cleats. Get on the field and play with someone else's team. But then I wouldn't have the gift that the Father gave to me. Some people like me, some people love my dirty draw. Still gonna be happy. Sometimes we cannot win them out. When my heart and mind just push and shove, my heart will always win because
represent yourself, or ask questions to get in tune.
You got that.